Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. And today I am introducing you to Mary Hendra. Mary is a graduate of the Launch Lab and someone who inspires me with her heartfelt vision and way of working with clients. And I think Mary's story is important to hear because what I want you to take away is that no matter what path you choose with your business journey, what you choose to focus on and how you deliver your services can be creative and fun while delivering great value to the people who work with you. The most important thing is that you tap into the unmet needs of your market and your ideal clients and deliver your result in a way that helps you stand out. And that's what Mary does, and that's what today's podcast will inspire you to do. So what do you say we just get into it, Mary?
That sounds great.
So Mary, let's start with your background and what led you to creating your company. And is your company called Move with Grace, or is that your program?
That's the company name.
Wonderful. So what was the path that you decided to take, and how did you get to Move with Grace?
Sure. So I have spent, decades in various different fields, government, education, nonprofit, often really thinking about how we create the civic fabric of our society. A few years ago, I recognized that I had become quite siloed, and I almost all of my friends are educators, and I love them. Teachers are amazing, but I also felt like I was not being true to my whole self. And so I started exploring. And one of the things that I did was become a member of Elevate Network for Professional Women, which I know you are a member and support as well. And I started exploring, various different ways to connect with people from different industries, really with an eye towards curiosity and really listening and learning to other people. What I discovered is when I would walk into these events with my journal to take notes and other things, people would be listening to the speaker and then they'd look down at my journal and they'd be like, "You need to teach that." Because what they were seeing in my journal didn't look like any notebook they'd seen. It's filled with color and collage and random shapes. It is not art. I make real point of saying that, right? It is not art. I am not doodling like artistic pictures or anything. But what I have recognized over years is that processing is not always in words. And I had given myself permission in my journal to process by whatever means helped me. So sometimes that's color. Sometimes that's a kinesthetic ripping things up. Sometimes it is a different kind of visual. And there is a real need for people who were, stressed about things, who were anxious about things, who were trying to make decisions and they weren't sure what was right, to tap into more ways to process in order to find the clarity that they needed to move forward.
Well, I agree that anyone who looks at your Instagram feed will immediately have journal envy, because that was my reaction too. So I have total journal envy whenever I see your Instagram feed, because it looks artistic and I so get that, you're using the journaling process that you've created to tap into a higher level of consciousness. So how did you discover that? Like, did you just wake up one day and start ripping things up and and drawing on your journal? I mean, like, how did that all start?
Yeah, great question. There's been a part of kind of doodling and playing in art that has always been with me. But where this really started was when I lost my father. very close to my father. I loved him dearly. And when he passed on, I had been at a point where I was writing regularly in my journal. I loved writing. After he passed, I found that I would open my journal, I'd stare at the blank page, and I could do nothing. Like there were no words that came. There was nothing I wanted to keep. And, you know, all the people who say like journaling is good for you and get it out, I just couldn't. There was nothing that I could put in there. It wasn't that I wasn't thinking or wasn't processing. I was doing that all the time. It just wasn't coming out in words. And after, probably about 6 months, I started doing things differently. My father and I had painted together. We had taken art classes together. So I started bringing in some of that. I would write things and immediately rip them up. And sometimes rip them up, crumple them up, paint them, stick them back in my journal. Which was hilarious because those are some of the pictures, some of the pages that people love most. And I was like, wow, that started with my like writing things down that I did not want to keep. And I ripped it up. I literally like ripped it up, crumpled it up, painted on it, stuck it back in there. And that was a way for me to process that eventually let me reclaim my voice.
And so what was the outcome? Yeah. So what was the outcome of that? You know, you said it was powerful. What did you notice as you were, it seems like you were just going with the intuitive flow of what messages were coming to you. So what was the transformation? I know you teach transformative journaling. So what is that? Tell us what that means and what transformation you went through this process.
So a lot of times people think the value in journaling is just recording thoughts, and there is value in that. But for me, these were thoughts I didn't want to keep. And so if I wrote them down and had them in my journal that way to keep looking back at, these were not going to be uplifting. They weren't going to move me forward. By literally physically transforming these journals with paint, with ripping, with the, you know, kinesthetic, with collaging in different ways, what I've now come to see in the research is I was distancing and I was giving myself distance from my thoughts so that I could look at them from a different space. I could physically manipulate them and I could observe different things and I could choose what I wanted to hold on to. And that level of agency that I'm choosing what thoughts I want to bring with me, is something we forget sometimes that we have that agency, but it's a very powerful opportunity to make decisions about what you want to take with you and what you can let go of in your thinking.
That sounds so incredibly powerful. And it's so interesting that you started with the thoughts that you didn't want to keep, so that you could choose the thoughts that you did want to focus on. And I think bringing that level, like you said, agency to it is so powerful. I'm thinking right now, it's hard not to be distracted and thinking of all the decisions that I have to make and the things that I want to let go of and new thoughts that I want to welcome in. So I think as entrepreneurs at various points on this journey, we're always like reevaluating our own path, and just people in general, especially people who are on a conscious path to evolution, who want to co-create their future, co-create their present for that matter. This must be a super powerful tool. So I know in the Launch Lab, we had fun looking at testing this with your market. I know you did a beta launch more than a year ago, right? Where are we on this journey? Fill us in.
Great. So the Launch Lab really helped me take this practice that I do and really combine it with like years of work in learning and teaching in organizational structures even, and adult development, and put it into what I developed as a master course, which I offered for the first time a year and a half ago. And I had my baseline that I wanted to make sure that I had like 3 to 5 people who would participate with me as a beta trying this out. And I got 5 people and we went through the whole master course. They so loved the transformation and that it actually evolved into a next step because there were a number of them that said, we don't want to stop meeting. Like we're just starting in with this community. We want your help in making sure that we sustain these practices over time. And so I ended up creating a small community for our alumni to be able to continue once a month. And with the way that I run it, I send little gifts. We do activities together. The initial master course had very specific lessons we were going through in building a foundation for what these strategies can look like. The community is different. It is just about sustaining, but I still send a little gift every once in a while to, you know, keep some of the play and curiosity in it. And then from there, I ran the master course again this year. So that was a great kind of reaffirmation. I'll also say that for me, part of what was most rewarding was hearing the individuals say, talk about the challenges that they had been facing, the stress that they had, or the decisions they were trying to make, and how participating in the course allowed them to feel very confident with a decision that they didn't anticipate when they started. So it was both that the class opened up a new way of thinking about it, a new observation about what they needed or what would be their next step. And then a real security to go for it, take the step.
Wow. That sounds so amazing. And, I'm a big believer that we are spirit here in human form on this earth. Right. And
right.
There's so much wisdom that is available to us that's not available to the mind, right? So the thinking mind. And I love your technique because I can see it. I can observe through what's happening, through what I've seen from the outside, that there's massive transformation on the inside. Can you share a story about someone who is in one of your programs and where they were when they got started and maybe where they are now?
Sure. So there's one person who came with a number of different things, transitions that she was facing. One was having lost a parent recently. So there was a personal kind of space she was in. And another was leading a team just as COVID hit and all of the activities that they had planned to be working with cohorts of educators suddenly like disappeared. They weren't able to do any of those plans. So a real uncertainty about how do they even do their work? And it's a team that is dispersed. Now we have lots of teams that are all dispersed and working remotely. This one had been dispersed previously and they really didn't have a common bond where they felt the community together in kind of how to make that change happen. So she was in my master's class. And I'll tell kind of 2 stories related to it because in doing the master class, there was one day where, we did an activity and she wasn't able to be on the class live. So she had watched the recording. And when that, she emailed me afterwards, she said, I had been refusing to let myself think about my mother because I didn't think I had enough time. But in half an hour, you brought me from being unwilling to think about her to cherishing her memory in such a positive way that, that I feel like her love and she are just wrapped around me.
Wow. And what a beautiful experience, huh?
Right. And I mentioned the team because she started thinking about her team professionally, but she also then invited me to really co-plan their strategic retreat so that they could all develop the tools, use the strategies that I share to bring a little bit more play and creativity into it to reduce stress, which is something that people don't always realize, but there actually is is research around like burnout and the stress cycle, that part of what we experience with stress is physical. It's not necessarily in our head. And so some of the techniques that I do where we're ripping paper apart, where we're, you know, manipulating things physically, is actually a way to release stress. And that can bring clarity too. So this, with this team, I led sessions throughout their week together. And that got them to a point where they had new plans of what they could do. And in an entirely remote environment, where when they came into the retreat, they were anxious about everything that they were going to have to change. They were afraid they weren't going to be able to change, or that it wasn't going to be effective. They didn't all entirely trust each other. There were some very solid relationships, but there were some that just did not feel part of the group. And that group then ended up doing so much for the people they work with over the course of the pandemic year.
So this opened up a whole new avenue for you to reach people. Is that right? I'm taking a leap of analysis here, but I'm thinking, oh my God, you can lead retreats, you can lead teams and team building. And this is not only an individual journey, but it can be a team journey as well. How exciting.
It is exciting. And that part of the growth has been quite organic, because it's been, as people have worked with me, they've said, hey, could you also do this? And I love that. And it comes back to what you said in the beginning of how important it is to really know, listen to, and I would add, like, be compassionate for the people who are coming to us for help.
Yes. And that is being a really good listener and having well-tuned antennae to pick up on what are the opportunities or what are the challenges that the people around us are having. And if you have resources that you can share, what I love about this, and we use the word organic, and it has been organic growth, but it was also a very organic process. This whole process of transformational journaling is an organic process. And when you launched your business, and you're unique in the Launch Lab, because I don't think that anyone else has had this exact same launch journey, where there was something that was a useful tool that you discovered in your life that you really invented or created from a need to process an emotional situation, an emotional challenge, and that you realize the benefit. And then just by doing what you do in the way that you do it, of capturing information, of culling through what is the primary message that I need to be paying attention to here, you've created an entirely new business opportunity. So I'd love to hear, you know, what's your strategy moving forward? Well, first of all, my first question is, what was it in the Launch Lab that brought you the most clarity as far as what the potential was for this business?
Oh, that is tough, because I will say there was so much in the Launch Lab that was new to me. I don't have any entrepreneurs in my family. I don't have business owners. my background and experience is coming in through government, education, nonprofits. So there was honestly so much that was new. I will say, I mean, ultimately, I created a journey for clients and really looked at the whole transformation that the journey that my clients could achieve through a masterclass. So really deliberately setting that up. And that is probably what was most significant in deciding to offer what I did, right? You know, I could have chosen a different kind of offering, but to choose a masterclass where I could really chart out, this is the client transformation, and this is what I can offer to people who have this need. That's probably the single most important in terms of the offering itself. But again, like, so much was really new to me and was so important for me to understand for the ecosystem of what it means to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah. And that early validation was so important to just keep it going. And did you ever feel a little bit afraid or unsure that this was the right path? what were some of the emotions you went through as you were creating that first masterclass experience?
And I'll say, like, it was interesting in my validation part, because one of the things you had helped me realize was that there was some validation I could find that was external looking at others, but there also were some things I had already done that provided validation already. And I remember us talking about when I had created a little workshop because it was something that I needed, and invited other people to come and participate with me. And one of those participants had let me know afterwards that she came in thinking, oh, I just need to get a new job. And she left thinking, I need to create a new way of putting my life together, because there are values I have. It's not just about replacing a job. And that had led to some really spectacular things for her. So there were times where the process that we had been through allowed me, when I did have doubts, to think about steps we'd already done and let that mm-hmm. be part of building back confidence. And I'd say, like, I use my own techniques. So when I would be like, whew, like, this is a lot, or am I the right person, or should I be doing this now? Right. I would, like, take a break, and I would journal, and I would, you know, do my own collaging and coloring. And it was amazing, like, what things would come out from there. And that inspiration and clarity of, like, yes, this is a bold step. I remember one of them was like, it would emerged in this random drawing to me was like this pink high-heeled boot.
Which, crazy. If you know Mary, is so not within her fashion totally. Portfolio, right?
It's totally not. And it wasn't even like it was an image of that. It's just like within putting all the paper down and then taking out a pink pen. Like, that's what I drew. It just was so strange. But it was, the message was like, step boldly. It was like, okay, like, this is what feels bold to me, but it's clearly like, I need to try it. And so let me try it. But there were some times where I, like, had to just barrel through of kind of like, okay, like, I'm uncertain about stuff. I'm just going to do it and then sit back and see where I can get. As soon as I probably was most nervous in that moment right before I put it out to the world, and I wasn't sure who was going to sign up. And it was very interesting, because some of the people I thought were going to sign up did not sign up. And somebody that I had not thought about in my first round of invitations, but then I thought, you know what, let me send it to her. She came in with two friends. And so, you know, that moment of fear right before I did it, once I even had one person sign up, I was like, okay, I'm doing the right thing. I can help one person. And that's good, right? And so there's a little bit of that, you know, roller coaster, but there were plenty of spaces to just appreciate what I was giving to the world that was unique.
Yeah, there's always those first times, right? Brené Brown calls them the FFTs, the effing first times, when you try something and you're not sure. And it takes a lot of courage and bravery to do that. And it was just so awesome to watch this unfold from my side of the equation and see you step so bravely into that zone and receive that incredible response of people being transformed by this. And what I love about this is it's a unique approach. So there's nothing cookie cutter about you. You are you. You did you in the launch lab. You've created a unique solution. And there are so many applications for this. As I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, oh, I want to learn this. I've always said this to you. I want to be in your program. I want to learn this technique. I'm sitting here thinking, oh, we're having a six-figure accelerator retreat in October. I would love for Mary to lead a session for my higher level program for people who graduate from the Launch Lab and are building out their six-figure businesses, because there's so many FFTs in this journey, right? So as you start to grow and develop and create new products and new programs and reach new markets and increase your prices and step boldly into this new value proposition. So I'm curious, Mary,
yes,
what's next for you? Where are you going with all of this?
I am enjoying the journey, first off. And so that's one of the things that I am just looking for where there are the places. And honestly, there are so many paths that the hardest thing is saying, okay, I can do this part now and I can save this for later. So right now there are some workshops that are kind of more of a mid-level offering that I'm am developing, recognizing the master course is kind of the most in-depth of time commitment that I would ask. So I'm developing some workshops. And I've done some trying to write up my strategies. I do have a little mini book on transformational journaling that your listeners can download for free. But I'm looking at how do I write a longer book about this to give more of the strategies and really, you know, share this with more people.
Yes, and we will share that link to the mini book. But I see this as a TED Talk. I see this as a book. I see this. Yeah. As a high-end, high-ticket program, mastermind for people who want to, it's almost like breaking through that final frontier. And yeah. I often use the analogy of our minds are like hoarders' houses, and there's just no room for insight and inspiration because of all this stuff that we've accumulated yeah. over these decades of living. And the opportunity is to clear out that space and redecorate and see things and feel things in a new way. And absolutely. Your approach is so effective. And I'm so excited. I can't wait to experience it. We're going to have to talk after the podcast.
We can do that. And I love all of your additional ideas because I said the hardest part is deciding where to focus first and then like go from there. And I see all of those as being possible for me. So it's thrilling to be on this journey that I would not have been on without your help.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of having a mentor, someone who can see a bigger future and help you step into it, which is why I've always had a business coach who was helping me approach my next frontier of growth. Because yeah. if I'm not growing, I'm not living, right? It's just, I know that's something that we share, a belief system that we share. And so this conversation has just been absolutely delightful, Mary. I mean, really, it's you brought so much light to my day and so much inspiration. And so let's tell our listeners how they can get some Mary Hendra inspiration and learn more about transformational journey, because it really is. It's fun. It's creative. You are such a generous teacher and coach in this process as well.
Thank you. So easiest way to find out more is my website, maryhendra.com. And definitely people could email me at mary@maryhendra.com. And the transformational journaling mini book that I mentioned can be found at tinyurl.com/mkhendra. And that is a special thing. I don't have it actually on my website right now, but it's a special place to be able to download a strategy that can help you right away.
And that's tinyurl.com/mkhendra, which is H-E-N-D-R-A. And we'll put that in our show notes as well. And Mary, I'm jumping up and down. I mean, I'm so excited for you and finding this path. Is there a plan? I mean, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but are you going to do this full time? Do you have a plan to transition over?
At this point, I am still kind of on an extended plan, and this is part of it, making it my own journey. I am fortunately in a place where I do not need to make an immediate jump, so I get to decide when it's right for me. So I'm letting it build, and I'm watching and growing the pieces that I can grow right now, and I am sure that when it is the right time, I will see it in my journal, and I will make that leap.
Absolutely. Mary, thank you again. And it's been such a pleasure. I wish you all the best and can't wait for our next opportunity to collaborate.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me, Dem.
All right, my friends, you need to follow Mary Hendra. You will be inspired beyond belief. Sign up for her next course. Download the mini book. It will really give you new inspiration, new ways of tapping into your higher consciousness, your higher power. And that's what this journey is all about. All right, my friend, that's it for now. Till next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.